News Radio WJPF. I want to thank Tim Schneider for joining me this morning. Tim is the chairman for the Republican Party, State of Illinois. Tim, how have you been?
Hey, I'm great. Trying to stay cool as much as I can, but great to be with you, Tom.
And Patrick Windhorst on early this morning talking about this new downstate poverty program, you know, lifting Southern Illinois up and economically one Shawnee. It was a pretty interesting plan from Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick's a great Republican representative for our state. Dave Severin, Terry Bryant, we've got a great handful of great people down there representing the interests of Central and Southern Illinois. So we look forward to getting them reelected and many more this fall after we see what the Democrats are doing to destroy our state and our country, Tom.
All right, let's take a moment here. And this happened to me last week, and it doesn't happen very often, but I have moments of what I call, they call it a moment of clarity. But I'm at home, and I'm thinking about the upcoming election. I'm thinking about the guests that we're going to have or not have, as the case may be. And I start thinking about Patrick Windhorst, no candidate running against the incumbent. I think about Terry Bryant, who's running for the Senate. She has no challenger from the Democratic Party. Maybe we'll see somebody come out in these last few days if they get enough signatures and the like. And I think about Paul Jacobs, and I think about David Severin. No challengers from the Democratic Party. And I keep trying, what is going on here? I fully expect the precinct committeeman to come up and present someone. I keep thinking, it's going to happen. What do you mean it didn't happen? And then I realized this moment of clarity that terrified me. They don't care. They don't need us. We have a supermajority. We're the Democrats. We're going to win anyway. Why spend money to try to defeat somebody down there when we can do it and have our own way without you? And we don't care about downstate Illinois. We don't care about fighting for it because, well, you saw the amount of money they spent to keep Gary Forby in the Senate seat a couple of years back. I mean, huge sum of money. Well, why spend it? We don't need you. We're already in control. And that's where I will leave it into your, Tim. Tim, I mean, when I see that, am I incorrect?
Well, I think you could be partially true. But the fact of the matter is, I think downstate Republicans and downstate Illinoisans are smart people. They've seen what the Democrats have done in Illinois with the massive tax hikes, the record spending, the socialist takeover of our country and our health care system, abortion on demand, tearing down our statues, defunding the police, tearing down all of our American values. And the people in southern and central Illinois, they're waking up. They see this. I just wish people in northern Illinois would take hold of what they're doing to destroy our state and vote Republican. But downstaters, they understand that Democrats are destroying their state, and many of them believe the Democrats say it's a waste of our money. But here's the bigger reason why I believe they're not running people up against these great Republican candidates in southern Illinois, and it's because they want to drive voter turnout down in this election. They want to drive the voter turnout down so they can win the progressive income tax vote in November. They don't want Republicans to come out. They want to pass the progressive income tax, which is simply a bait and switch. They're saying only the top 3% of the people in the state of Illinois are going to pay. 2 years from now, it's going to come about, and middle-class tax hikes are going to happen. They can raise taxes on anybody. The flat tax is what we need in Illinois. It's the only thing saving our graces in Illinois and keeping a mass exodus from getting even greater out of the state of Illinois. It's all about, in my opinion, driving voter turnout down in Republican areas so they can pass the progressive income tax in November.
Yeah. You know what? It's the only thing that anybody said to me so far. It's made sense.
Well, I appreciate that. And the people in Central and Southern Illinois make an awful lot more sense to me than the people up here in Cook and the Collars.
Well,
people need to wake up to the violence that's going on in Chicago. They need to wake up to the lockdown that we're seeing in our state, where our governor can go anywhere he wants to go, but mom and pops can't open up at the rate they want to open up. And many weddings up here, and I'm sure in your locale, funerals, you can't go to weddings, you can't go to funerals.
Yep. We lost you there, Tim. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, you there?
Okay, yeah, got you back here. And, you know, you were trailing off, and yeah, when you touch on the subject of funerals, one that's particularly, you can plan another party, you know, for your wedding a month or 2 months away, but very often funerals don't work that way, and that's a huge source of grief for people. Now, let's go back to this. So we were saying, one of the few things makes sense, depressed voter turnout downstate when it comes to progressive taxes. Well, the governor donating $51.5 million, that's his second donation, the first being $5 million to the group called Vote Yes for Fairness. Once again, voting yes for fairness doesn't say anything about progressive tax. And I can tell you right now, the minute I said fairness and progressive taxes, my text line's going to light up saying there's nothing fair about it. But I found interesting on this Vote Yes for Fairness, the governor, two bits of financial aid, $5 million and $51.5 in two different gifts. The only other individual contribution was $250.
Well, that doesn't surprise me one bit. This governor bought the governorship in the state of Illinois, spending more than any other gubernatorial candidate in the history of our country, spending $171 million to win the governorship. Now he's trying to buy the progressive income tax vote with $56 million. And trust me, if he needs to put more in, he'll put more in, because all he wants to do is spend, spend, spend. And his spending plan is dependent on passing the progressive income tax here in November. We can't let it happen. It's a middle income tax crusher. It's going to drive businesses and families out of Illinois, and it will not help one iota of people who may believe that it's only for the top 3%. Trust me, have you ever trusted the state of Illinois to do anything they said they were going to do? Never. And on this, you can go to the bank on it.
And on top of this, mail-in ballots. I just noticed the governor signed off in Massachusetts yesterday. Anybody's a registered voter, mail-in ballot. There are so many ways this can go wrong, and we make these decisions in spite of the bare face fact of our inability to perform the most mundane functions when it comes to voting and the mail. How many billions of dollars did we send out to dead people for checks and stimulus? And we can't get checks right? Voting and ballots? I mean, when you start looking comparative analysis and our ability to be able to perform this function, and the Secretary of State faces its own challenges there, I don't find this encouraging aspect to our future.
No, this entire system is wrought with fraud, and it concerns us a great deal. What also concerns me is there are many legislators, Republican legislators, who said, hey, we have to send out a proposal to every voter in the state of Illinois regarding the referendum initiative for the progressive income tax. We asked if they would include the application for the mail-in ballot along with that, save millions and millions of dollars on postage, to send that application and that information out to every registered voter in Illinois, and they said no. They said, we're just going to send the applications out to the people who voted in the last two elections. Well, those were the two elections when more Democrats came out than Republicans. It's not fair. If we're going to send out mail applications out, they should go out to every registered voter in Illinois. And it can be done very cheaply by just sending it out with the information on the progressive income tax, which by law has to go out to every registered voter.
You know, I find this interesting from what I call the creep or the slide. You know, once upon a time, state of Illinois, there's no way taxpayer money would ever be used for abortions. We'll never allow that to happen. We'll never allow gambling on the shores, only in the river of state of Illinois. We'll never allow, and then we do it. And I can't help because see this in mail-in voting, because the governor has emphasized on more than one occasion, just for this, primarily for this upcoming election, concerns for COVID-19. But we see other states doing it. As I mentioned, Massachusetts, they say COVID-19. I think that throws cover over a long-range plan to be able to make this the new standard.
There's no question about it. It will absolutely be the new standard. You hit the nail on the head. This is nothing but creep. They try to get their foot in the door. They get their foot in the door. They say, oh, it all works so well. We're going to do this from here on out. They did it on so many other issues. You can't trust the legislature in Springfield. You can't trust Mike Madigan. You can't trust J.B. Pritzker. What makes you think that you can trust him on the progressive income tax? He's putting $56 million into trying to buy that vote. If it was so good, why would you need to spend that kind of money to pass that referendum if it was so popular and what everybody needed?
You know, it's one interesting
bait and switch.
I'm just seeing here a news break. Mary Kay Letourneau dies. That's interesting. Just coming up on CNN this morning. Well, you know, there's one note that we were just talking about here when it comes to money, and I thought it was interesting and refreshing when I saw Susana Mendoza post about the backlog of bills at being about $5.5 billion, the lowest it's been in X number of months. And she was very clear in the next sentence saying, but we also borrowed $2.75 billion to be able to get that, and we have to pay it back. So, you know, we're basically where we're at, but it's not included in the same pile. So every once in a while you get little glimpses of, you know, kind of where we're at and borrowing to make things end. And then, of course, the progressive taxes and basically two budgets, one with and one without the progressive tax. Last Friday, judge ruling in favor of state representative when it comes to the governor exceeding his power and authority when it comes to emergency rulings beyond 30 days. The question is, under the current situation, Illinois phase four, what does that mean for Murfreesboro or Carbondale or Harrisburg or Marion or Herron? What does that ruling mean for small town Southern Illinois? Does it mean anything?
Well, I think it does. This is gonna play out in court for quite a while, Tom. I just want to compliment Representative Bailey for standing up to the governor. You know, this is the one case that was filed down in Clay County that has been ruled in the favor of Republicans and actually for the people of Illinois. But, you know, the Illinois Republican Party filed suit against the governor 2 weeks ago in federal court for our First Amendment right to gather. Of course, an Obama appointee ruled in the state's favor, in the governor's favor. We're appealing that ruling. These things will play out for many, many, many months, unfortunately. But I think what we're trying to do is give people an idea, raise the awareness of what this governor is doing to lock down this state.
The Supreme Court ruling on Electoral College faithless electors. Now, what does this mean for us here in Illinois? Because this attempt to, once again, creep, we'll call it, or just outright throw the Electoral College out on the street, and what that means for rural America, non-heavy populated states across this country, Wyoming, for instance. I mean, you could just vote it out of existence without Electoral College. What does that ruling mean to us in Illinois?
Well, it means that California, New York, and mostly Democrat states are going to control the elections in our country. You're never going to see your candidates campaigning throughout, you know, especially Central and Southern Illinois. Why would they need that? Why would they need Wyoming? Why would they need Utah? Why would they need, you know, these smaller states? It's the Electoral College. These founders of our country were brilliant. They understood back 200 plus years ago that everyone has a right to be committed and involved in an election, and to disallow the Electoral College to determine who the president is would be devastating to rural communities. Absolutely, and we can't let it happen.
You know, this is going to sound, it may sound like whining, and I most certainly hope not, but, or maybe I'll be lucky and it'll just sound like nostalgia. I really want to go into the voting booth sometime in the not too distant future and vote for something and not against it.
Well, unfortunately, in Illinois, yeah, that's what we have so much of the time, Tom. But listen, we have to look forward to a different Illinois and a different country. You know, we went through the things that we're going through right now back in the 60s and early 70s. I think we're seeing that play out again. But our country was stronger after that. We got better. We got brighter. I think we're seeing a dark time, but I think there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of optimism out there. And I think people will see that. I think we're seeing this pushback on this chop zone in Seattle, this defunding of the police. I think people are becoming aware and they're going to stand up. And all I do is ask all your listeners, you know, the most important thing you can do this year, the most important thing you can ever do, is to get out and vote. Don't stay home in November. Don't let the Democrats take over the state. Lock it down. Don't let the Democrats beat Donald Trump in November. Don't let the Democrats take over our Senate. Let's win some seats in our House and some of these competitive House districts in Illinois and turn our state and our country around. You have to get out and vote. It's the only way it can happen.
Now, we started this conversation talking about the lack of opposition against Republicans incumbents in Southern Illinois. Ken on the American Monument text line just sent me a message. Tim, check this out. Let's not forget that Bryant and Severin voted with Pritzker and Madigan on the tax increases. With help like that, there's not a need to run someone against them.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go into the reasons why different legislators voted for different things. I'd prefer you rather talk to them. You know, some infrastructure, I don't know what taxes he's speaking of, but there are times when we do vote with our opposing party, and there's times we don't. I know that was a controversial issue. I prefer that you just ask them individually why they did that and their purposes behind it. But I think the reasons we discussed earlier are the main reasons people are not, they don't have candidates running against the Democrats. I think it's to drive voter turnout down, and really I believe that downstate voters are becoming educated to, you know, what the Democrats' game plan is, and that's to destroy our country. And it's not worth putting a Democrat up because there's smart voters down there.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk. Let's see, we've got some messaging come in. Let's see if there's anything. One of the staff members for Bryant and Severin just texted me, Tim, and said Bryant and Severin got $1 billion for roads in Southern Illinois and Walker's Bluff and the jobs that come with them. That's from a staff member for the Republican Party and those state representatives who's listening along. Thanks for listening this morning, Matt.